the new tourist site or the new tourism is based on an idea that the spectator is not just a passive recipient of the spectacle that is given to them, but that the audience themselves participates in the spectacle itself.
So when looking at the TPC course, the idea being that not only are you watching the golfer, but you're watching the other spectators as well.
That's right. And the way that the course is designed is to facilitate that. So, for example, on the third hole is a par three. And on many of the holes, most of the spectator mounds are built up along the right side of the fairway so that the spectators can watch, can look into the player's face and see a player's reaction to a well-hit shot or a poorly hit shot. But, for example, on the third hole, there's only a small area along the right-hand side of the fairway, but that small area faces one of the largest areas of the entire course. It's the parade of flags, in which thousands of people are gathered. And so what happens is that the people along the left side of the fairway cannot see the reaction of the player, but what they're watching is the reaction of the spectators on the other side of the fairway watching the player's reaction.
And this was a relatively new phenomenon at the time the course was built?
This is a brand new phenomenon when the course was built. And it was designed to create that kind of spectacle because the PGA commissioner, Dean Bemmon, at the time had just negotiated several television contracts. And so his approach was two-pronged. Number one, to provide access to people to watch golf, but then also to give them something to watch. And so the TPC was designed for the spectator and the spectacle to be a spectacle that people would want to watch on television as well.
You have some statistics in this piece about the attendees, and you cite a couple of studies, one from 2005, one from 2007, looking at how the tournament itself has changed since the completion of the new clubhouse. And one of the most interesting things I read here is that over half the attendees of the tournament are not from the Jacksonville area, and most of the players who play the course year-round are also not from the Jacksonville area. What can you attribute that to?
Well, I think what that demonstrates is the ability of the course itself to draw people in from outside the Jacksonville area as a spectacle in the way that people flock to sites like Chicago and to see themselves reflected in the bean sculpture on Michigan Avenue. And so we Jacksonvillians, we know our area, but it draws in those people that want to participate in that tourist culture, and I think the spectacle itself draws those people in.
Towards the end of the piece, you have a quote here about living in a fantasy land, being a source of pride for residents of Florida, but that it also can be a reason why Floridians struggle with shared cultural identity. And there's been a lot of talk recently about Jacksonville developing a cultural identity and kind of having an epicenter of culture and what that would be for the city. Do you see the tournament as a potential focal point for that conversation?
I do. I think that as one of the largest spectacles that we have in Northeast Florida, where people come to watch and be watched, that it's in how people wanting to see themselves in a particular place draws them to that particular place. So if they can be seen in that particular place, then they'll want to go. And I think that that's part of creating a shared vision.
I just wanted to touch on this, too. You have an anecdote in the notes on this chapter about Foursome, who was came out and was taking photos of the infamous 17th Island Green, as you were also there taking photos, and talking about that when they go home after playing on the course, that all anybody ever asks about is the 17th hole. How important is that 17th hole to the tournament and in turn to the cultural identity of the area?
Well, if the TPC Sawgrass Stadium course is a simulacrum of watching, the 17th Island Green is the eye. It's the one spot that draws people in, and everyone wants to know how you did on 17. So it facilitates gazing from all angles. So we get to see the pain in the players' eyes when they make it or not make it. And so I think that hole is extremely important. One of the things that in my research is really in why people watch the stadium from the stadium is the mounds. And one of the things that through my research that I learned is that when they created the course, they took the muck off the top and the sand on the bottom and reversed that. And so the mounds, the TPC course is a very embodied course. It's almost like I talk about in the article about Jackie Gleason and his fits and starts of this large body that people wanted to watch. And so we have this kind of exaggerated, we have mounds, but they're exaggerated mounds. We have undulations, but they're exaggerated undulations. And we have this reversal of the muck and the sand, and it flips the social hierarchy. It flips the social order. And so in many ways, the stadium course is that kind of people's course, because there's such a role reversal, and that role reversal contributes to the spectacle of people wanting to watch the Players' Championship.